me. I was telling Nathan how many innovations they have that make them genius. I think your idea could be genius based on what just happened the last break.
Okay.
Selling
I had
the,
an idea.
Selling the increased participation level of Rosie on the House.
Oh, yes.
Where people could eavesdrop in.
That was a couple weeks old, yes.
People could eavesdrop in and listen to what goes on during the commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But, Romy, the problem with that
yes.
is the people that buy the commercials pay our bills. So now you're subscribing, you're selling them a service that lets them bypass that and eavesdrop on what we're talking about. So it's genius, but I just thought of that one dilemma.
Hmm. Well, let's see that last break. We had Pella. You think Pella would want to sponsor that?
Pella would
maybe
sponsor
they
the,
could drop that,
the eavesdropping
the
feature
hour.
Of Rosie on the House. What we were talking about, we left the last segment talking with Nathan Angel, Bellegarde sales manager for the state of Arizona, about outdoor-centric design, which is a concept Shea Homes is using in their Shea 3D patented design system, where they take the three major... I don't know. What do you call it? The three major functions of a home? Three major... what did you call it?
Yeah, we call it the main living area of the home, okay. Which would be your kitchen, great room, and that extension dining, and then the extension into the backyard.
Yeah. And so we were talking about what you felt like was one of your more spectacular projects that bring the outdoor indoor.
Well, Trilogy, a lot of people know that name.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
That's a part of Shea Homes, and we have four active communities across the valley. Just opened recently up in Wickenburg and had a whole different concept for that empty nester buyer where we're putting outdoor covered patios almost the size of the living room. And so you have these huge sliding walls of glass that open up 16, 20 feet. And so you can open up that main living area right to an outdoor living area that's covered. You can put furniture, barbecue, all within that space. And beautiful vistas up at our community at Wickenburg.
And not just slide a 3-foot door open.
No, you're sliding a 16-foot opening.
16-foot opening. Now you're really bringing it in.
Yes.
That's dynamite. Hey, we've got to take Joan, who's calling. She has a particular question for you. Joan? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is actually her sister, Patricia.
Okay, Patricia.
I know what you wanted to ask.
Okay.
We have a property in Dateland, Arizona, which is in Yuma.
Okay.
And I have an acre and a quarter. Does Shea build homes there? If not, who is a reputable builder?
Okay. Well, Shea generally won't site build one home.
Yeah, they're master plan communities.
Yeah, we build in master plan communities or standalone communities across the valley.
Looking, but you were a home builder at one time. You'll go build her a home in Dateland, won't you?
I don't do that anymore, Rosie. Maybe you could do that.
Come on, kid.
I'm busy enough.
Come on. Listen, Patricia, tell Joan we'll get in touch with her. I'll track her down a home builder that will build to these standards that we're talking about. And we'll go down to Dateland. I think I have an idea. I have one idea.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
You know, just to address that, Rosie, we have thousands of people that visit our community. So far, year to date, our active communities across the valley had over 17,000 people visit. And many of those people are like Patricia or Joan that are interested in building a home or remodeling a home. And we invite you to come out and walk through our model homes and get great ideas.
Where else to get great ideas?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you welcome that they come fishing for ideas? That's okay?
That's okay.
All right. Well, you're the idea guy there, so all they're doing is stealing your ideas. So if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Well,
that's great.
Then they can see Bellegarde's great products put to use around pools. The driveways, walkways, patios, barbecues.
The latest and the greatest.
Pizza, kitchens.
This is the Hour of Home Innovation. It's sponsored by Bellegarde Pavers. Ken, let's talk about the house of the future. That's your job.
Yes, it is.
What are we going to be doing differently tomorrow we're not doing today?
Well, it's really I think the next advancements that you're going to see, and it's out there today, but it comes with a little bit of a price, is home automation. And so we've been partnering with a lot of companies to take a look at, you know, what's happening in that. And there's a new term out. It's called IoT, which is the Internet of Things. And, you know, it's interesting. I was with GE this week and their representatives. And, you know, the new washer and dryers of today now speak with each other. And so if you're running a cycle in your washing machine, it can communicate with your dryer on how to dry those clothes that you just washed.
Now, will it physically take the clothes from the washer and move them into the dryer?
I'm waiting for that one. Cool.
Now, Nathan is very techie. I've been at his house many times, and he's got the automation, the sound system. He's got an excellent choice of music constantly going. You know why the home automation is finally going to come of age?
Well, it's affordable.
That's one reason. But the other reason is because of a statistic you stated earlier.
With our millennials.
I could never sell home automation to baby boomers. It was too complicated.
Well, you know, there's a lot of interesting products.
You know, we're going to be wrapping up here. Kent Peterson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Shea Homes. Thanks a million for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
Rosie,
on such short notice, man. I have breakfast with him. I say, come in. Nathan Angel, thanks for coming in representing Bellegarde. We always love having you guys in.
Always, Rosie.
All right, listen, if y'all learned anything this week or you were blessed or educated by our program this morning, I'm only going to ask you to do one thing. Pay it forward. Go bless somebody this week.